Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. I want to take you to this really short proverb in chapter 27, verse 17, that says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Have you ever noticed that when iron is truly being sharpening, it is casting off a lot of sparks? And if you're not careful, those sparks can create a problem unless you're in a protected area. A lot of folks want to be sharpened, but they don't want the challenge, and they don't want that challenging rub. They don't want the sparks that fly from it. But the fact is that we are truly sharpened when we are pushed and we are heated and we are having sparks fly off of us and we are beyond our comfort zone. I believe part of preparing our heart to receive what God wants is to have a welcoming spirit when we are being sharpened. So today, let's welcome the Lord into our life that He might sharpen us, that He would sharpen our heart, that He would sharpen our mind, He would sharpen our spirit, and He would sharpen our soul, that we might act and react more like Him. Join me in this prayer. God, today, I welcome You into my life that You might sharpen me. I welcome the people that You place in my life to sharpen me today. God, my desire is that I don't finish dull, but I finish sharp. I finish this day having welcomed You into my presence and surrendering all of my being to You. And now, Lord, I enter into a time of quietude, and I enter into a time of solitude just to listen for You. And I invite You and welcome Your words, Your promptings, Your direction, Your peace, and Your power into my life today. Lord, speak to me. I'm going to mind the time and let You have just a couple of moments to hear back from Him. And I'll be back in just a couple of moments. You know, remember, friend, you don't have to go this life alone. We always have the Lord Jesus to look to in times of need, but we can also find where He puts other people in our life to sharpen us. And when we commit to being willing and open and welcoming to being sharpened by the Lord and His Word, God will use us in such a special way, and His peace, power, and direction will come so much easier. Thanks for joining me today on this weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.